It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
They're in Arizona.
This is what doesn't matter. Houston's kicking everybody in the Astros.
Yeah, in the American League, they're not as good as the Dodgers.
The Astros, you know, they're not. I would really love to see the Rockies in the World Series, but after that, I would really like to see what would happen if the Dodgers play the Astros.
The Dodgers destroy them.
I don't think so, man.
The problem with the Astros is they can hit. Their pitching isn't on the same
Dallas
level.
Dallas Keuchel is a Cy Young.
Just not on the same level, top to bottom.
Yeah, but I think the Dodgers have too much. I think they have too much starting pitching.
Wait a minute.
Hear me out.
Can you have too much?
Yes, you
cannot
can.
Have
yes, you can.
Too much.
Starting pitch. Okay, so hear me out.
Okay.
Name for me the Dodgers starting five.
We're going to have Kershaw if he comes back.
Kershaw.
We've got Wood.
Wood.
Who's the guy who just
picked up? Darvish.
Yu Darvish. Someone else good.
Someone else good.
Then someone else.
Yeah, but you're going to have to shorten that rotation down. So who's going to the bullpen? And are they going to be happy about it?
Who's in their fifth? So whoever's pitching on fifth or fourth right now. Listen, if it's the first round, they're all seven best of sevens now, right?
I think so.
So you go to a four-man rotation. Does it matter if the guy who has to go into the bullpen is happy about it? Doesn't matter. Heck, you may just, if I'm the Dodgers, I might just tell that guy, hey, you know what? We might need you in the middle of the World Series.
I mean, you've got Rich Hill, you've got Alex Wood.
Alex Wood is good. I don't know. I don't really know Rich Hill's numbers. But you can't have too much.
Well, I think here's what I'm thinking. Is it, you know, these guys get, who are these top, so they all have number one pitchers. Like the Dodgers have legitimately four number one pitchers, probably.
At least three.
Three.
Wood is a number, if Wood was here, he'd be our number one pitcher.
Hyunjin Ryu is probably number four, number five. All right? But what I'm talking about, when you have to shorten up your starting rotation, you're sending guys to the bench and their egos get involved.
So?
Well, that's what I think.
It's baseball. It's not like they didn't know that. And if you're sitting behind Darvish, Kershaw, Wood, and somebody else, then you know you're going to be the guy that has to go take a seat. You just know that. You want them to put out their best pitchers, and you know you're not their best pitcher. But if you feel like you can help your team by going to the bullpen and coming in and pitching really well for an inning, then my ego's not hurt. Hey, just give me a chance to contribute to the team, coach.
Yeah, but that's not a normal thought process for an athlete in the prime of their career. I mean, I love when people talk about like that, because it is us talking from 46 and 47 where we're saying, you know, thank goodness.
Why didn't you have the same concern when we put one of our starting pitchers back into the bullpen?
Well, because the difference is that when you're doing it in the playoffs, you're not getting put in the bullpen to say, so Sensatella was put in the bullpen to lessen his innings.
Okay.
To basically preserve a rookie arm. Get some things cheered up, but it was to lessen injuries.
Yeah.
He could have gone back and started in AAA, but he didn't. He went to the bullpen. Same thing with Freeland, is they have him there, so they're available to maybe pitch an inning or two. It lessens the load on them. That's the theory. Instead of doing the Washington Nationals did with Strasburg, just assume they were going to the World Series without him and shut him down.
If I'm the manager for the Dodgers and I send my fourth best pitcher or fifth best pitcher down to the bullpen and suddenly he's giving me attitude, guess what I do? Go home. We don't need you on the team for the rest of the season. If you're not going to be able to contribute, then how's this as an option? Go home. We'll pay you.
Again, that's
an experienced manager saying, if you can't contribute, I don't need you on the team right now. Don't show up. Don't come. If you can't be a professional.
So today, so millennials, from what I've heard, they need more positive.
Well,
so listen,
trade the guy at the offseason. He's clearly
But if you're in the World Series and he's pouting, in the World
but
Series.
But he won't be there for the World Series. You'll know pretty quickly how his attitude is going to be in the first round.
You're not going to take out someone like Yu Darvish.
But you're not sending Yu Darvish to the bullpen.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, dude. You're not sending Yu Darvish. You didn't just trade for him to send him to the bullpen in the world in the playoffs.
Well, then Hill, maybe.
Yeah, probably Hill. So?
Come on.
So?
Well, I just think that a more positive approach.
Listen, you get on board or you don't get on board. I mean, those are your options. I don't care if you're sad that you're going to the bullpen for the playoffs. Either you can contribute or you can't. And if you can't, I don't need you on the team. And that's a manager who knows what it's going to take to win the World Series.
See, I just think that doesn't work as much generationally speaking.
I feel like you're trying to somehow validate the statement that the Dodgers had too much quality pitching.
Well, I'm totally doing that, but I was also thinking about when I was coaching high school soccer last year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the kids had a difficult time is when I'm a yeller.
Yeah.
But I'm yelling positive and yelling negative. I mean, so, you know, the tone of my voice is not indicative, but the loud frightens kids.
You're a loud human being, yes. You're a loud person.
Sometimes. And then the other thing about that is that if you tell them what they're doing wrong, then they just sort of crumble. So you need to be much more positive. And I think in terms of like, you know, what's the thing, the Oreo sandwich or the Oreo cookie?
You say something good, you give criticism, you follow it up with something else good. A couple things. One, you're dealing with soccer players, and they're all wussies. Two, they're high school kids. High school kids don't often take criticism well. We're talking about full-grown adult men, professional baseball
players.
Yeah,
but still guys who are in their 20s, and listen, and you can say all you want about there are men, and they are men.
Yeah.
They're not always acting like
they're
men.
Professionals. They get paid.
Yes, yes.
So,
but
I don't need to sugarcoat it with these guys. Listen, I am paying your salary. Either you show up and contribute from the bullpen, or we don't need you on the team. And if he gives you attitude, trade him during the offseason. Let someone else be his problem. He is not your best pitcher, so it's not like you're losing someone that is going to probably help you win next year, because you'll probably just put someone else in that place. Because that's what the Dodgers do. They don't often rebuild. They reload.
Yeah, do what they also do? They don't win World Series.
Well, they haven't.
Not recently.
They haven't.
Since what, 89? 89. Was that what's his head?
It's almost 30 years, yeah.
And what's his head?
Yeah.
Those two guys?
So it's been 30 years.
It's been a long time.
Well, hey, it had been 100 years for the Cubs. It's 25, 27 years for the Rockies.
25.
So, I mean, it's rare. It's hard to win a World Series.
No, it's super hard.
I mean, Minnesota won one around that same time, 91.
Kirby Puckett.
They haven't been back.
They lost one, too, I think.
Cleveland hasn't won in 70 years, 50 years, something crazy like that. So, I mean, yeah, they have not won a World Series. I think what's more distressing for those fans is they have had really good baseball teams that have failed in the first or second round of the playoffs. This does not feel like that kind of thing.
Remember when they had Daryl Strawberry and they had was it Tim Raines too was on that team?
Yep.
And who else was on that team? They fought the Rockies one time, and it was pretty funny to watch.
That's got to be distressing for Dodgers fans. That does not feel like that. Listen, if the Dodgers don't get out of the first or second round, if they don't make the World Series, let alone win it, if they don't make the World Series, is that the biggest choke job in the history of sports?
No, because 73-9 would be the biggest choke job.
But they at least went to the championship.
38-0 by Kentucky and losing in the semifinals is a big choke job. I mean, the you know, when you think
would
about...
Would it be the biggest disappointment?
I think the biggest disappointment of all time was when the undefeated New England Patriots lost in the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's probably number one. The biggest one in baseball.
Biggest win ever in...
Biggest disappointment in
biggest
baseball.
Disappointment in baseball.
If the Dodgers don't at least make the World Series this year.
Yes, because they would be surpassing the Seattle Mariners, who right now currently hold the
116 games.
And they did not make the World Series.
So the Dodgers, what if they win 116 games and also do not make the World Series?
Then it would be the worst. I think they're going to win like 130, man. They just...
Yeah, they could win 120.
Like,
that would be crazy.
If you know what's so funny, and I can only say this, is you know Keith, the guy from The Big Show?
Yeah.
There's that promo that's playing. He's like, oh, and he goes, how many wins do you think the Rockies are going to have?
Yeah.
And he's like, 120.
It's Kent.
Kent.
120.
And they're like, that's too many.
We'll be back tomorrow night, folks. It's the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. You guys have a wonderful Monday night.
Chad Bettis is having a ball.
Weeknights, 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
To my Costello, and you are the fruits of my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. Believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup.